أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا، وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق، فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. صبغة الله، ومن أحسن من الله صبغة، ونحن له عابدون. قل أتحاجوننا في الله وهو ربنا وربكم، ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم، ونحن له مخلصون. أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى؟ قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله، ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. تلك أمة قد خلت، لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم، ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم، وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري، اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت، وعلمني منه ما جهلت، وارزقني تلاوة، وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لي حجتي يا رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر، صدق الله العظيم. Hello, my kiram, most respected brothers, most sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. The surah which I have recited, we normally associated with Laylatul Qadr. But the message in there is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif in the night of Qadr, in the most blessed of all nights, in the most blessed of all months, in the month of Ramadan. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed it upon the most or the greatest after Allah, and that is Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally on the Monday night of for the past 2-3 weeks we have been discussing something else. However, with the khatam of the Quran Sharif, I will just mention a few things with regards to the Quran Sharif. Then we will make dua. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that great mufassir of the Quran Sharif, on one occasion of khatam, he said, Quran Sharif ka khatam maqsood nahi hai, balki apni zindagi Quran Sharif par khatam karna maqsood. It's not that we just complete the Quran Sharif. Completion of the Quran Sharif is not sufficient. And that is not the objective, that we just complete Quran Sharif. Our life should be spent in reading Quran Sharif, practicing upon the Quran Sharif, propagating the message of the Quran Sharif, inviting towards the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is a book of guidance, a book of hidayat. Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that the Quran Sharif is a 30-para letter from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And I mentioned these things in some other khatam majalis also. But we listen to it repeatedly so that we get the shock and the zawk of reading the Quran Sharif, understanding the Quran Sharif and making amal on the Quran Sharif. How a person in a letter. These days it's now become very easy, communication has become very, very easy. And the speed of communication we all know. And around the globe now everyone has got cell phones, computers and all kinds of things. But there were times when you had to write the letter, then post it, look for a post office, then go and post it, and then wait for the letter to reach the other part of the world. Especially those people who were sending their children to go and study in England and other, and America, Europe, other parts of the world, and which was considered to be a status symbol, that my son is studying in London. In India, they used to sell their jewelry, they used to sell their farms, whatever they can sell, they used to sell, as long as the son can go and have himself educated in some university in England. And unfortunately, most of those who used to return from there, they would not even appreciate their parents who had spent so much to send them there for education. They didn't have in those days the kinds of madrasas that we have now, the masajid that we have there, the tabligh jamaat that you will find in almost every town there. All these type of things were not there. Even the literature was very, very little that was available. The environment, we all know, was that of the Western people. There was no haya, no shame, no modesty. Therefore, when one son went and he returned, it so happened that that's the day his father passed away. One person sent his son, spent all the money, and the day that he returned, that was the day that his father passed away, and it's a true incident. Now, this youngster that had gone there, he did not even have the basic knowledge of deen, nothing. The day he is returning from England, that's the day his father passes away. Can you just imagine? Now it was janaza time. The person somehow participated in the janaza. And afterwards he remained quite long at the graveyard of the father. At the graveside of the father. Then somebody asked him that you must be really, really missing your father. That's why you're spending so much of time. He said, no. What I was saying to my father, oh my dear father, I wish you had given me some knowledge of the Quran Sharif so that I could stand here and read at least some surahs and send sawab to you. So at that time it was like a status symbol. So they had to wait now for the letter to arrive, let's say. We ourselves, when we were studying in India in those days, we used to await letter coming from South Africa. Our parents, there was no such contact that they have nowadays from the Darul Uloom. After we leave from here, then after 3 years we hear their voice. So the letter used to leave from here by the Karanja Kampala those days. It used to take 21 days on the ship. So by the time you receive it, it's 1 month. And if you have to miss that boat, then finish, wait for another 1 month. That is how it used to take, how long it used to take. So at that time they used to write letters, long letters to their children that were on the other side, giving them good advice and nasihat. If the parents were pious, righteous, they should give them good advice and nasihat. Say, my dear son, please, whilst you are there, make sure that you do not get lost in that environment. Because many of them went there and got lost. They married some Christian woman. They saw some pretty white face and married her. So they should give them advice. They don't get lost on the other side. Make sure that you work hard. Be a dedicated student. Make an effort to be at the college, university, wherever it is. On time. Be regular. Be punctual. Pass the examinations. All other details, and thereafter when you return, don't worry. I've got a nice house for you. I've got plenty of money for you. I've got a pretty wife for you, and I'll give you this and I'll give you that. So like that student who is overseas, how he is written, how the letter is written to him and nasihat is given. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us nasihat upon nasihat. The whole Quran Sharif is, the whole Kalamullah is nothing but nasihat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us detailed explanation of the nations of the past. 443-262. Nations of the past, the causes of their rise and the causes of their fall. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about tawheed, about his greatness, about his kamalat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's glory, Allah ta'ala's qudrat. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created man. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about jannah, talks about jahannam, talks about everything. He gives us guidance in every field of life, our ibadat, our dealings, our transactions, our mamlat, that in this world that you are going, this is how you must live. And when you return, then in Jannat I've got for you ma la aynun ra'at wa la uzunun sami'at wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. Then I will give you all that in Jannat. No eyes have seen, no ear has heard. Thought also didn't cross anyone's mind. So now that student who is in London or wherever he went in those days, instead of applying himself to his studies and seeking knowledge and education if he goes around just looking at all the awards that he will get, those awards which were promised upon his return. Now, instead of applying himself and passing the examinations, the father had said that I will give you a nice car. So now he's going around looking at all the garages, which is the best car. If this person returns after failing, will his father give anything? So he said, this is a letter from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, full of guidance, full of hidayat. So the Quran Sharif was revealed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so that we may make amal on it and then get the rewards not only in the akhirat but even in this world. In the Quran Sharif, read the incidents Allah Ta'ala mentioned. The Battle of Badr, the Battle of Uhud and all the other battles and Fatah of Makkah Sharif and all. And the Nusrat and the help that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions. We all know that how that small band after that empires fell at their feet. So the Quran Sharif was for guidance. There was a time in South Africa, I've mentioned this in practically every majlis, of Khatam of the Quran Sharif, that those people who are in the 50s, 60s, they know that there was a time when people had to be imported for performing the Taraweeh prayers. Call them from outside, from Cape Town, from here, there, somewhere, to perform Taraweeh. One person, 20 rakats of namaz in a masjid. And now we have so much of huffaz that they have to look for a place to perform Taraweeh. The quantity of the huffaz has increased. The quantity has increased, which is a sign of happiness, rejoicing. Alhamdulillah, we have so much of huffaz now in our society. Which day did we hear of girls doing hifz of the Quran Sharif in Muslim schools? There was no such thing as a Muslim school. And now we have them doing hifz even there in schools. Boys doing hifz in schools. So Quran Sharif huffaz are increasing, which is a good sign. We must get happy. We must rejoice. But at the same time, if we have to look at the quality, and that is the important thing. The quality, is it increasing or is it decreasing? With regards to character, akhlaq, is it increasing or is it decreasing? That taqwa that was supposed to be in the heart of a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, is it there or is it not? The parents who were at one time so concerned that that hafiz of the Quran Sharif must be protected from all kinds of fitnas, he was nurtured in the proper way. Are those parents really keen and interested anymore? Within the homes, is there an environment that's conducive? So Quran Sharif was something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed for our guidance. The kuffar used to say that this Quran Sharif, لو أن القرآن سيرت به الجبال ولو أن قرآنا سيرت به الجبال أو قطعت به الأرض أو كلم به الموتى. These three things they say. That this Quran Sharif, through the Quran Sharif, ayat, if only the mountains could be moved. They wanted the mountains to move. They say if this Quran Sharif is haq and it is the truth, then with the recitation of the ayat and the verses of the Quran Sharif, the mountains must move from their places. We must see that the mountains are moving. Or if there is the earth, then deep down into the earth, it must dig in. And how fountains gush forth like that, there must be water that gushes forth, fountains spring up with this Quran Sharif ayat. They wanted to see, I'm just giving you an explanation. They wanted to see that if this, that you must read the Quran Sharif where there is hard earth, and then with the recitation of the ayat, then it must split open, and from the inside of the earth, there must be water that gushes forth, really huge fountains. All those who are dead, they must speak. Our ancestors and those who passed away, they have gone to the graves. All their ancestors who have gone to the graves, they say, now this Quran Sharif, we must stand by the grave, and we must read. So these ayat, we will believe that it is haq, if these people from the graves start responding. if they start answering, if they're talking to us, that is what they wanted. So the muhaddith, the mufassirin have said, the ulama have written, that if you have to look at Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mu'jizat, and his mu'jizat were both qawli and fa'li. So much of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's mu'jizat you will find. For example, one sahabi's one eye fell off in a battle. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam took that eye in the palm of his hand, Mubarak hand, and he placed it back in its place and just passed his hand over it. And the sight in that eye was much, much better until his dying day than even the other eye. That was the kind of operation he did, without theater and without anesthetic anything. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, so much of his mu'jizat, so many. In the same way, all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, look at their mu'jizat of this kind. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, he used to say, Qum bi iznillah, some dead person there. Say, stand up in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, stand up. That means Allah ta'ala was going to give life. But this mu'jizah was a dalil, it was a proof that he is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala used to cause him to stand up. In the same way we look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also from, with clay used to make birds and then blow and the bird starts flying. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it's well known that his staff and his stick, when he put it onto the ground, turned into a huge serpent, huge serpent. Mufassirin have written that that was such a huge snake that when it opened its mouth, one part was on the ground and the other on top of the palace of Firaun. That's how frightening it was. And in size it was huge, but in speed it was like a tiny little snake running fast. So much so that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam himself got frightened. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him to hold the snake. So he started wrapping some cloth around his hand. So Allah ta'ala asked Musa, do you think that this wrapping of the cloth will save you from this snake bite if it had to bite you? So he said, Allah ta'ala, I know that it can't, but this is a world of means. So therefore some means I'm adopting. Showing us that it's a world of means, so that's why we adopt means. But our trust must be in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. You hold it, don't fear. We will return it to its original shape. The Mufassirin have said here the word Sirat is used. Whereas in reality it is the Surat that will be returned. It was a stick, so it will return to stick. That is the surat. Then why was sirat used? So sirat was used because the snake, we know that what it is, its quality, that its sirat is to bite. And then the poison enters the body of the person that has been bit, and the person dies. That is the sirat of the snake. So the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to assure him that it's not that when it will return to its original form, then only the surat will come back. That means what form and shape it was. And that the sirat will remain that of a snake. It won't be like that. The staff and stick will become back a real stick. It won't be biting anymore. Like that, there are so many mu'jizat. Now, mine is going in different places. So these mu'jizat that are there, of the different anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, as Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the camel. They said they must take out a camel from the mountain. Are these people's demands to be of a kind that baffles our imagination? They said, we'll believe you knew as a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if you take out a camel from the mountain. Then only we'll believe you. Now all those incidents are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his mu'jiza was one. There were plenty of those mu'jizats. He mentioned there were 10,000 mu'jizats. Now the Quran Sharif, they say that you want that the Quran Sharif ayat must be recited and the mountains must move. So if that happened all the time, that every time a person recited one ayat of the Quran Sharif and the mountain starts moving, what would have happened? Say if every person recites the Quran Sharif and the mountain moves. How many cars would have got smashed? How many people would have got crushed? And how many cities would have been destroyed? Because every time one Muslim is going past, he reads some ayat and the mountains start moving, what would have happened? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as a mu'jiza, he could have done that. Just as he, with his finger, the moon split into two, so what was difficult in that? With Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat and power, that could have happened. But here it is them, to show the people that outwardly mountains may not have moved. Outwardly mountains did not move with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. But these kuffar mushrikeen, whose hearts were hard like the mountains, they were so hard. In their shirk and in their kufr, they were solid like the mountain. Like granite they were. But look at the Quran Sharif ayat. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's verses were revealed, and those who with an open mind listened to the Quran Sharif, those mountains were moved. Their mountains of kufr and shirk were moved from their hearts, and iman and yaqeen came into their hearts. So what was more? It was the moving of the mountains or the moving of the kufr and shirk from their hearts. Then they spoke about the earth. If you look at the hearts of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, if you have to take that to be the earth. Now before they came into Islam, those who came from kufr and shirk, of course lots of them didn't go into that. But those who came from that, whilst they were in kufr and shirk, they were like their hard earth. And the Quran Sharif, when they accepted, when the verses of the Quran Sharif came into their hearts. So look at the kind of fountains that sprang up from their hearts. What kind of fountains? Look at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Usman Ghani, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the hikmat and the wisdom, the fountains of wisdom and hikmat of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. What kind of fountain gush forth from their hearts? So if they wanted to see that, then see it in the life of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then if they are talking about speaking, the dead speaking, so again the same thing, that whilst the person was in kufr and shirk, he was like dead. The ayat of the Quran Sharif which mentioned that. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them life. Through Islam, through Iman, through these ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif, life came into them. So speaking of the dead is nothing in comparison with this life that came into their hearts now. And you can go on explaining that, but I'm not going into detail. So this Quran Sharif, the month of Ramadan is coming. Look at the negligence that we are showing in our homes with regards to the Quran Sharif. I mentioned the other day also that there was a time when every Muslim home was recognized as a Muslim home with the voice of the voices of recitation of the Quran Sharif coming from those homes. Those who had been to India those days, I don't know now, but those days when in the summer time they used to place their beds outside, there was not much theft and stealing and crime. At night it's very hot, so they put the beds outside. We also used to sleep outside. All night. After Fajr Namaz we come, we sit on the same bed and first thing we read Quran Sharif. You will find from this end to that end, the whole road in between, all the little verandas that are there, such beautiful recitation of the Quran Sharif. Person starts from one corner of the street, he can carry on till the other end of the street and he'll be listening to Quran Sharif. And now what do we listen to? What do we listen to in the morning? As I stated that nowadays if you have to see our condition, that most homes, the newspapers are delivered before Fajr. So immediately after Fajr, there's absolutely no recitation of the Quran Sharif. There's no recitation of Yasin Sharif. There's no three pulls and no Ayatul Kursi, nothing. Straight away, either it's the newspapers or it's the television. That's it. Newspapers or television. And then we are complaining, no barakat, no barakat, children not behaving, and children disobedient, wives are disobedient, and husbands are not fulfilling the rights of the wives and all kinds of problems. Where is the barakat going to come? I spent many, many days in India, many years in fact, and we visited different towns and cities and villages. And we had the opportunity to stay in many different homes, sometimes many days of some family places. And alhamdulillah, the peace that we found in those days, the sukoon that we found, there was no World War III going on in those homes. Every child is reading Quran Sharif in the morning, every adult is reading, everybody is reading. And there was such kind of happiness, such kind of noor and barakah. So this Quran Sharif, especially those who are huffaz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them such an amanat, such a trust. They must feel the weight of the Quran Sharif in their hearts and in their lives. The hafiz of the Quran Sharif cannot be in discos and cinemas and theatres and stadiums and every other kind of place. That cannot be a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Then it means that the person has just studied the Quran Sharif so that he may also be recognized as a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. In many homes there is a competition. My nephew is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, so your nephew must also be hafiz of the Quran Sharif. That's about all. So it's a great ni'mat. That Hadith Sharif I must have mentioned, I don't know how many times, I don't think any jalsa of Quran Sharif khatam went by without the mentioning of that Hadith. And again it came to mind just now. In which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man qara al-Quran wa amila bima fi, ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah. The person who reads the Quran Sharif. In this Hadith Sharif, it doesn't even mention about becoming a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Just the reading of the Quran Sharif. Qara al-Quran. But immediately after that is wa'amila bima'afi. He makes amal on that which is in the Quran Sharif. Then the parents will be given crown on the day of Qiyamah. The shine of which will be like the shine of the sun if it had to be in the home of some person. That will be the shine. So then what do you think about that person who himself is the hafiz of the Quran Sharif? That's the meaning of the Hadith. But the condition there is amila bimafi. Amal on the Quran Sharif. And the other Hadith Sharif about memorizing of the Quran Sharif. Man qara al-Quran fastazharahu wa ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama. Adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah. The person who reads the Quran Sharif, he memorizes the Quran Sharif. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will enter into Jannat and will accept his intercession on behalf of 10 family members of his who were destined for the fire of Jahannam. What a kind of status Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. What a kind of status. So, فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ. The extended meaning of that is the same thing. That the person considered the halal as halal, haram as haram. So everything that is haram, the person distanced himself from it. The hafiz of the Quran Sharif has to choose his friends very, very carefully. The parents also have to be cooperative. So much of time they spend, especially the mothers, so much of time they spend, early part of the morning, most of the time is the mothers. They take that hafiz of the Quran Sharif to the masjid and to the hifz classes early part of the morning. Most of the time, the fathers are fast asleep at the time. So much of sacrifice they make, and then we don't give them that kind of a home environment. The home environment takes them in the wrong direction. Then who do we blame? The day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give to the parents whose children recited the Quran Sharif, learnt the Quran Sharif. They will be given crowns. They will be given such garments, the value of which will be more than the entire world put together. And the person who was reciting will be given crown of more. So all these rewards that are there, but they are there when the person is going to practice on the Quran Sharif. It's a great blessing. It's a great blessing if a person, child becomes a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Maulana Abrar al-Haq rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the hafiz of the Quran Sharif will be given 11 passports. One for himself for entry into Jannat, and another 10 for those family members that were also destined for Jahannam, but he can choose those family members. Therefore they say he must be good to the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, especially if you are a family member, so that he may write you in the list whom will make sifarish and intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Look at the respect that our elders showed for the Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. I mentioned before also that Hazrat Mawlana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Alayh, he is buried there in Madina Sharif. He was a great alim, great muhaddis, great mufassir, very, very pious. His grave, after some time when they dug up, it was exactly the same. The body had not been touched. The coffin had not been touched. There are many graves like that in Baqi, in Jannatul Baqi. When they find it in that condition, then they close it up again. So they opened again, it was the same. So there are different things that people mention why. Why particularly his body? As a Shahabrar al-Haq rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Abrar al-Haq, he used to say that in his opinion, it was the respect that he used to give to the Hafiz of the Quran. And what was that respect? Even in his old age, when he was sick and he was bedridden, even if a young child had to come to see him and make ayadat and visit him, and thereafter go on the leg side, he used to pull his leg back, try and pull his leg back. So they asked to ask him that, why are you doing that? A little child, extend your leg. He said, the Quran Sharif is in his heart. Now, of course, that's not a mas'ala. It's not some kind of a mas'ala. But adab and respect sometimes is of that level. Like Hazrat Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayh did not wear shoes in Madina Sharif. So that doesn't become a mas'ala that everyone mustn't wear shoes there. Even his own students, he didn't tell them that. But his adab was of that level. Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh or Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayh, when they were traveling, when they came up to Bir Ali. And he was so excited that we're now reaching. We have reached Madina Sharif and very soon we'll be at the Rauza Mubarak. So he jumped off, and those days they didn't have all these hard roads and everything. To walk at that time was not easy on that kind of stones and rocks. So he jumped off and he started walking. In ecstasy he was reading his Durud Salam, Naat Sharif, and he was doing. Now those others also, they jumped off, they took their shoes off. He took out his shoes, they took their shoes off. His legs were bleeding and he's moving. He doesn't even know that it's bleeding, whatever is happening. There's such kind of ecstasy and joy he had. For those others, they walked a few feet, a few meters, and when they saw a little bit of bleeding and pain, so they put on their shoes quickly again. Because there was no hal there. Here there was a hal, and there was only qal. So those of us who got only qal, then we mustn't make naqal of those people who got hal. We must follow the sharia and carry on. So what I am saying is that the Quran Sharif, now he was making such kind of respect of the Quran Sharif. So this month of Ramadan that is coming, we know that it is the month in which, Ramadan was the month in which the Quran Sharif was sent down. So whether he is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif or he is not a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, every person must try and attach himself. Not that we only wait for some kind of a radio station program when they will have one para of the Quran Sharif. And if we got the time, then we will sit and listen. And if we don't have the time and they already played it in the morning, then finish. Or we will wait for some masjid where they have some kind of recitation of Quran Sharif after Asr or Isha, then we will sit down there. Those who do not know the Quran Sharif must make an effort to learn. How long does it take? All other things we are prepared to spend years and years and all our days and time to learn. Especially in our lives, we can see the amount of wastage of our valuable time. So get hold of some hafiz of the Quran Sharif and time to teach how to read the Quran Sharif. Then even if you read a little, inshallah, you'll get that sawab. So Quran Sharif, an attachment to it. You must really, the hafiz, as I was saying, must feel that weight of the Quran Sharif. You must ask himself a question, where I am. Whenever he is tempted, or when he is in the wrong place, then he must ask himself, who am I and where am I? Who am I and where am I? So the response and the reply will come in his heart that I am a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. that amanat, which if it had been placed on the mountains also, it would have been smashed to smithereens. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places in the heart. Therefore, Hazrat Atta'ullah Shah Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi used to say, in a metaphoric sense, in poetic language, he said, O Jibreel, that Quran Sharif which you brought over 23 years upon the heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to say my Nana, because he was a Sayyid. He said, that Quran Sharif which you brought over a period of 23 years upon the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whole Quran Sharif is in my heart. Look at my nisbat with me. So that is how they had that azmat of the Quran Sharif. So all these drug dens and porn sites and haram viewing and haram listening and haram entertainment and haram pleasures, which has become the lifestyle of so many huffaz of the Quran Sharif, it is something that is needs review, as they say, review. Re-look at what is happening. Where are we going wrong? Why only blame the asatiza? The teachers, how much can they change their pupil? Put all the blame on the teacher, or the environment at the madrasa. What about the environment in our homes? Where are we taking our huffaz for entertainment? So my respected brothers and also our sisters listening at the madrasa and our receivers, this month of Ramadan that is coming, don't wait until the month comes to start the Quran Sharif in our lives. If we have been negligent, make a lot of tawbah, lot of istighfar, start reading. Find time to read. And I have given a very, very simple prescription for the huffaz of the Quran Sharif. For those who have even forgotten some parts of the Quran Sharif, how to make it extremely easy if they are business people or they are teachers or they are in some other department and now they do not have the time. I said it's simple. 5-time namaz, nobody can say that we are excused. Is there any excuse for 5-time namaz? That can a person say that no, for me 3-time namaz is enough. 5-time namaz is farz on everyone. So we will have to make wuzu, we will have to go for the namaz. Just make a little effort to be in the masjid for men by azan time, if the person is in the masjid with wuzu, because made his wuzu and is ready. So then even if he has to make the sunnat namaz, how long will the sunnat be? And after the sunnat, he's still got 10 minutes before the time of jama'at starts. The ladies can go on to the musalla 10-15 minutes before the namaz if they are half as well. And read 2 rukus, that's all. 2 rukus or 3 rukus, that's all. Maximum 3, but otherwise, if the person knows more, alhamdulillah. But just stick to 2 or 3 rukus before Fajr. And then immediately after Fajr again, just sit there and read the same 3 rukus. Zohar namaz, do the same thing, just before Zohar, and again immediately after Zohar. So it's more or less 5 or 6 minutes this side, or 5 or 6 minutes that side. Asar, Maghrib, Isha do the same. So the person has recited the same 3 rukus 10 times. 10 times. 10 times 3 is 30 rukus. Now if a person has to ask some hafiz of the Quran Sharif that I want to listen to 30 rukus of your Quran Sharif now, sit down and read. He will say, sorry, I don't have the time. And the person himself will not have the time to listen. And here so easily in the whole day the person has recited 30 rukus of the Quran Sharif. The next day take the next 3, the next day take the next 3, carry on like that. Average of 20 rukus in a para. So every 7 days the person is finishing 1 para. But in reality he has finished it 10 times. 10 times he has finished it. So in 7 days if the person has finished, so in reality he has finished 10 times. So like that in 6 or 7 months time he has completed the Quran Sharif 10 times. And in a year, he will complete it 20 times. Now ask all the huffaz of the Quran Sharif, how many of them did Quran Sharif 20 times? And if the person has to slip up, or for some reason or the other, missed out here or there, then cover it up in the next one. So even if it's not 10 times, at least 5 times he can do it. So that is for the huffaz. That doesn't mean for those who are not hafiz of the Quran Sharif, they can't do that. Those who say we can't find time to read one para of the Quran Sharif in a day. Now here you're going to be able to read 30 rukus of the Quran Sharif without much effort. 30 rukus. Every person can do that who's not a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Come into the masjid, azan time, pick up the Quran Sharif after the sunnat and read. Before Maghrib, come 5-10 minutes before time and read. So if a person wants to read, it's very easy. But if you don't want to read, then of course, excuses we can make thousands. But get into the habit and then see what nur comes into the heart, how beautiful life will become, how peaceful. Quran Sharif is full of nur and barakat and rahmat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah at large the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, understand the Quran Sharif, and make amal upon the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and then propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make mehfooz and restore this Quran Sharif in the heart of the hafiz who completed now. Allah ta'ala protect him from all the fitnas. Allah ta'ala give him the tawfiq to read, to make amal, to understand. Allah ta'ala bless him with crown of nur on the day of Qiyamah. His parents also with taj of nur. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward all those people who were engaged in assisting him to complete the Quran Sharif. His ustad, Qari Sahib, and also his parents, family members, and whosoever assisted him in the completion. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless him with the best of rewards in dunya and akhirat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for their entrance also into Jannat and our entrance without any reckoning. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا رب كريم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أغلى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim, Allah, my Rahim, most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving, most grateful. With the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif for each and every one of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, with the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif for each and every one of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, give us the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, and to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless each and every one who was instrumental in assisting in the completion of the Quran Sharif of this young hafiz. Ya Rabbi Kareem, reward them with the best of reward in dunya and akhirah. All those who have become Ufaz of the Quran Sharif, Rabbi Kareem, give them the azmat of the Quran Sharif in their hearts. Distance us and distance them from all things that are displeasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, put the azmat of the Quran Sharif into our hearts. We have shown great negligence and indifference. The Quran Sharif has become a decoration of our shelves. Ay Rabbi Kareem, Quran Sharif ki muhabbat hamare dilon mein daal. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ay Rabbi Kareem, nafs and shaitan and gang of us. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhe tamam. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most grateful Allah. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi. Tu mera to sab mera palak mera sahi. Oh my beloved Allah. ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما کرم فرما. ہم گنہگار ہے سیاہ کار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم و خطا کار whatever we may be, we are your slaves, my Allah. In this Mubarak Majlis, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Nabi Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless the entire mankind with the life. Khairan bi kareem. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Fill our hearts with the nur of iman, nur of taqwa, nur of yaqeen. Bless us with your closeness, with your ma'rifah, with your yaqeen. Give us physical and spiritual cure, may Allah. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes amongst us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who have undergone operations, those who will be undergoing operations, those who have met up with accidents, or any other kind of physical problem and ailment they are suffering, with your fazl, with your kindness and ihsan, remove the suffering. Bless them with complete shifa. We know for many people, Ya Allah, sicknesses, diseases, operations are a rahmat in disguise. But even if it is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in umrahs, make the umrahs maqbool and mabrur. Those who are planning for hajj, my beloved Allah, make the hajj easy. Remove all obstacles from their path. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who have children, but they go on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulty, hardship, pain and suffering in the ummah around the globe. A day is going to come in our lives when we have to leave this world. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our house. Adultery, fornication or any kind of haram. We don't know when the angel of death is coming. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina. Bless us with shahadat in Medina, with value in Medina. It is not muqaddar day where we leave it in a state of your peace. Garche pur khatahe par kahan jaye tera banda. We acknowledge that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth, but where do we go? گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے گھر پر تیرا بندہ بہنگی میرے کرم آیا Your slave has come to your door, my Allah, to treat hope. Oh, beloved Allah, bless us with all the goodness that we and Islam is not made for us. Bless the Ummah with the goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, and fitna that we are for the protection of us, the Ummah of Nabi Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations, and tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised this for her hand. In this Mubarak Majlis of Hakam of the Quran. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the weakness, test and trial of each and every one that has raised his or her hand before you in this life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, with your fazl and kindness, remove the pain inside. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Wa tub alayna. رحمتك يا